So we'll take an inhale, relax. Full inhale.
Cannabis has been used in worship and meditation for centuries as a tool to elevate the state of consciousness. And that practice is being reinvented by the modern day yogi.
I'm completely reborn and awakened to a higher level and embodied to a higher level. It's just like the best church medicine healing group I've probably ever connected to in the city.
I'm City News reporter Shauna Hunt, and on this episode of The Legal Podcast, we take you inside Toronto's House of Yoga. This studio sits in the northwest end of Toronto's downtown core. It was a Tuesday evening when we started recording. First, we'll introduce you to Joey. He's the studio's co-founder and tonight's ganja yoga teacher.
All right, so I'll start with the spiel, the normal spiel, and a few formal introductions as well here. I want to say first, I got my brother, my friend, teacher, friend. Oops. That's a part of the tradition, by the way. If you want to make sure to note that. Baptizing the floor.
He's everything you might imagine. Long wavy hair with a long wild beard, and he's probably the most laid back and friendliest guy you'll ever meet. My producer Ryan and I were welcomed with open arms. Instead of handshakes, people here were huggers. We immediately felt a big sense of family and community.
And so also Shauna here to my right. My new friend, I've met her three times now. And then Ryan, first time tonight. Thanks for coming. And they're just recording the audio of this. They did ask some questions before.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast, and we just want to like take in the experience. So.
Yeah. That's all. Cool. Welcome.
The main room is warm and dim with a faint smell of incense. Nothing too overwhelming. Little cups of mint tea were passed around as soft music played in the background. This was all very stimulating to the senses. There's about a dozen people here, mostly men. At first, I found this a little surprising, the ratio 7-5. The room was visually calming, colorful scarves draped along the ceiling, creating a wave of fabric. All four walls are covered in murals depicting the beauty of nature.
I set up the class, I call it Meditate, Medicate, Move. For those of you who've been here, you've heard that, but for the new people, what that means is we meditate before we medicate. Someone told me that you should always do that, and I thought it was cool because it rhymed, and also it makes sense. So set like an intention, you know, go to your purpose, your broad purpose, instead of, you know, like, why am I doing this? Put that forward.
The class begins with meditation, a method called Wim Hof that involves deep breathing.
So we'll start with Wim Hof, right? I think there is somebody here who doesn't know it, so I'll say it. Do you know Ryan Wim Hof? Okay. So it's I'll say it. Yeah. 30 breaths, about like this. Generally.
Okay. To me, it was like a hyperventilation thing, right? It helps you like release your breath and sort of forget that you're empty.
Yeah. Wim Hof, the creator of it, says that you're stacking your body with oxygen. And he says that you can actually, accumulate more oxygen than people think you ever could.
Right, because I've heard that you can climb the peaks of mountains without oxygen.
Well, he did. He climbed Mount Everest in his shoes and his shorts. Intensely, take an inhale. Feel free to move your hands how you want.
After 20 minutes or so, it was time to take all of this to a higher level. Pay close attention to the crinkle, kind of like crushing tin foil. So that's the sound of these long plastic bags of cannabis vapor being blown up and passed around. There's this little device at the end of the bag. You press it against your lips to inhale.
Okay, all right. Well, why don't you tell me about the volcano? Tell me how this thing works. What is it? You just fill up bags of vapor? You're heating?
This is a heater, basically.
Right.
And then you'll hear this sound.
Yeah.
That's pushing hot air through this cartridge. There's a little cartridge here with a little screw on it. You just put the herb in there.
Yeah.
The people contribute at the beginning and we grind it.
Okay,
and then put it in here, put it on there. The forced heated air is pushed through. And then basically kind of like what are the, I don't know, maybe in chemistry they'd be called the oils, I guess. The oils are vaporized.
Yeah. Right. And it creates the vapor, and you're just passing around bags. A lot of bags have gone around so far.
Yeah, so far.
You can hear the growing chatter in the background. This is a part of the class that becomes very social. Now, we were asked to hang back and just observe and let the natural experience unfold. So this is when we got to know Joey a bit better.
What is it about cannabis and yoga that mix so well?
It's infamous almost for being a thing that would distract people from a lot of stuff, like be all over the place. But if you use it like in an intense kind of practice, especially when you've come to a class, you've kind of given yourself to someone leading you.
Yeah.
And it just seems like you can really get into it a lot more, you know. Like people are more curious about what's happening in their body. They're more like, wow, I could do this forever. This is fun, you know, instead of being like, feelings that you aren't used to can feel uncomfortable at first. When you have an open mind, you can just be curious about, oh, that's just a feeling. It's not necessarily something to run away from. Hey, George, you want to switch? Yeah, there you go.
Right, so it sort of just opens you up to stretching a little further, or stretching your body a little more in ways that maybe in a sober state of mind you press against it, but this just allows you to relax.
Yeah, definitely. It does do that. I wouldn't say that's the only thing it does. It also, you know, for people, they might have like visions and insights, psychological insights into their life. I can also say like I've named it Ganja Yoga, the gateway drug to fitness, you know? Because I think for a lot of people who maybe have been stagnant their whole life, Ganja Yoga, because it is so fun and so communal, and because this place is so beautiful, there's a lot of different kind of things that add to it. I think because our movements are good, like John's a great teacher. I think I'm a good teacher, if I do say so, and Lou's a great teacher. She Lou's a great teacher. So the combination of this beautiful place, of the ganja, and of the healthy movements, I think like for a lot of people in the world who have been stagnant in their bodies, mostly because of schooling, where we're sitting kids in desks for so long and they're not able to move, the body gets stagnant, you know, and it starts to hurt. But if you can move the body healthfully for long periods of time, it starts doing this. And Ganja Yoga is a motivational thing. Like a lot of people try things and it's not so, you know, like people like smoking pot, you know, like tie it with something that's good for you. And then that, I mean, even the yogis are doing that for centuries. You look at this, the iconography of ancient yoga, Shiva has ganja all around him in the pictures. Some yogis say you can't get to yoga without ganja. Some yogis say once you do ganja, you'll never ever get yoga, whatever that means, you know?
Okay, so. Sure. It sounds like someone on ganja came up with that one. And I mean, you can trip out doing this. You can go on a real trip. Just anything that stands out to you. Is there a moment doing this, doing, you know, the ganja yoga that brought you to a higher level where you completely got lost and were in some other stratosphere?
I remember during Savasana, so right now we're having our first bags.
Yeah.
And then we'll work out, we'll have a good time. At the end, we'll have some more bags and we'll do Savasana. Savasana's dead man's pose.
Yeah.
You lay on your back like a corpse, or a corpse pose, and you turn the lights down. After having worn yourself out and then given a little bit more ganja, you either fall asleep and just don't know where you are, or you might have a really cool vision. Like I had this one that stands out as an interesting parable. I was like given this dilemma in this vision. It was like choose, kind of like peace or adventure, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I felt like countdown. You have to choose, you know, kind of thing. And suddenly I was like, how about a peaceful adventure? And in my vision, it was like I had hit, you know, at the carnival, you have those big mallets that hit the thing and it goes up and rings the, it went ding, 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 you won, kind of experience. This like idea that you don't have to be dichotomous about things, you know? And I think that applies to a lot of different things.
That comes from somewhere in your subconscious, does it not? That had to come from somewhere, that conversation within yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Then I asked what led him down this path and got an answer I wasn't expecting. Joey was born into a Mormon family and started questioning his faith in university after undergoing a heart surgery.
So as like the original like from my family, when I kind of separated from them, it was really tough for me and tough for them too, definitely. But now I think there's distance between us, but as when I meet them, I always give them massages, and I'm always, you know, like, yeah, I'm like, since I quit Mormonism, I became much more fit, really. So, well, I had a heart surgery in university, and I went to BYU even, which is Brigham Young University, the Mormon University, basically.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah,
after I was a Mormon missionary for 2 years in Siberia. And then...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the best story.
I know, it's a funny story.
It's a great life story.
Yeah, I know, Mormon missionary, marijuana yogi. It's a funny, you know, thing. But, yeah, in the heart surgery, I was just like, I just had a heart with myself. I was like, I'm not sure if I really buy this thing. I'm trying to. So I tried even harder for a little bit to be, like, even more mega Mormon man, you know? And then one day I was supposed to give a talk in church, and as I was preparing, I was like, oh, I don't believe in this. So, yeah, I started to study all the other ones for a while. Like, after I left, I just, all the other ones, Muslim, it didn't matter. Scientology, I wanted to check them all out. Yeah. Buddhism, for sure. So, yeah.
Back to the yoga. The room is now dark with a soft blue glow giving us just enough light to see our hands in front of us. At this point, people seem to be more internalized as Joey takes us through a series of ninja-like movements.
Plant your right heel on the ground and crawl towards it. And then bring your left foot around it. So pivot your right foot that's on the ground and bring your left foot all the way around it. Yeah, perfect.
Meet Pierre.
So what I was thinking about the advantages of having the ganja yoga.
Yeah.
Is that, see, ganja actually amplifies all the senses. So when you're doing your yoga, everything's amplified, including your focus, your how you feel your body, you're feeling it more than normal. You're actually connecting with your body. So then you connect with the people around you, and you're connecting with the earth and the universe. So it can actually change your life.
So much perfection, amazing. Come on up. Yeah, come on up.
During the 2 hours here, there's another pause to get high. Then the class ends with the corpse pose.
Take a gentle inhale. And squeeze your face. Squeeze it towards your nose, towards your lips. And relax.
Once everything wrapped up, we moved around the room, getting to know some of these yogis, and religion once again came into the conversation.
You look like a regular. I can just tell you, you know the drill here.
Yeah, it's funny. I haven't actually attended that many times in my, like, 3.5 year history. And every time I do, I'm completely reborn and awakened to a higher level and embodied to a higher level. And it's just, like, the best church medicine healing group I've probably ever connected to in the city.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That really sounds intense. You say you've never connected mind, body. You called it a church healing group. You're going to have to. Is that what you said?
I say that only because I was raised in a Baptist Christian church. And so it represents that coming together and leaving uplifted and leaving renewed and leaving, you know, connected to your brothers and sisters. And when you throw cannabis and physical exertion into it, right, it's exactly what our bodies and minds and spirits need.
Do you sort of go to a different place while you're participating in this? Like, I don't know.
Trance states. Sometimes a little bit lost, yeah. I've almost passed out a number of times. I tend to have low blood pressure, and then cannabis lowers it further. It's intense. There's a lot of sensation. And if you stay with the breath and recognize what's happening and recognize this is something that I've been through dozens, hundreds of times in my journeys and healing and experimentation and movements. So really, as long as you know how to ride that wave for your own system, right? Don't hold your breath too far and pass out. You know, don't push yourself until you like get nauseous or sick or something, which is totally possible. Totally possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally see that happening. But and how did you get into this? You were into yoga and then you just add the herb?
Pretty much. I started yoga in university. This is like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. P90X, Yoga X with Tony Horton, you know? That is not an easy class, but it opened the door. And at the same time, I was using cannabis recreationally and socially and just to enhance what I was up to in university. It was like working out and video games and nature walks, right? But that was the extent of it. It wasn't until I did more classes, did more experimentation, and then had someone bring up this concept of combining them or yoking them together for deeper effects and more spiritual healing sort of realms.
So this is spiritual for you on top of being, you know, the physical exercise that it is. This is also a spiritual thing for you?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I am of the opinion that everything is spirit. Matter is birthed from spirit. And so when you bring these different ingredients, right, ritual, community, shared focus, shared intention, sound, right, the toning that vibrates our system at different frequencies and different ways. And then, I mean, yoga, the history of yoga as a spiritual practice, it's like they're made for each other. And I'm pretty sure that people who discovered yoga were super high a lot of the time. Because how the heck else do you come up with these poses and breath patterns and putting your head, you know, in front of your ankle and reaching for the sky like an eagle? Like, how do you do it? How do you do it?
Back thousands of years.
Yeah, it's the most ancient of ancient, you know, connections that we just get the joy and pleasure of rediscovering and rebirthing for the modern world.
Good stuff. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I'm a believer.
I can tell. No, it's great. Yeah. It was so interesting.
Katya wants to hop on the mic.
I'm an enthusiast.
An enthusiast, yeah. Okay.
No.
What is it about Ganja Yoga that hits the spot for you?
Today was perfect. So I was planning to come, and then I got busy with work. It was a good day, but then at some point, I just started to feel really... really kind of heavy about everything that hadn't been done, even though it was a good day. And so I just started thinking and getting stressed and planning to do a lot more.
Yeah.
And then I took a step back and said, I think I'm just going to go to that class. What the heck? And the moment I walked in, I just lay down and started stretching and the breath. That's it. My whole mind just became peaceful. I felt centered again. And the clarity that was lost because of just the stress of the day, gone. It's amazing.
When did you start adding the ganja or coming here for the ganja part or infusion into the yoga?
The ganja infused?
Sure, yeah. Ganja infused
yoga. I'm very new to ganja yoga.
This is my
second class.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you smoke pot before this? Was that
yeah.
part of, yeah, okay. So,
but I had never really ever done anything intentionally.
Right.
With kind of this sort of, you know, to an extent, some physical exertion while focused and also being with cannabis. No, I've never done that before.
So you're a newbie to this. And
yes.
And how,
yeah.
And just how is it affecting your mind, body, and soul?
It's very grounding. It's very, it just makes you feel more connected, more in your body, less in your head. You're not thinking so much. So you can really be more present, you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for chatting, guys.
Thanks for coming.
It was a good night. Awesome.
So my producer, Ryan Clark, sat through this class with me. He recorded everything you just heard. And as sober participants, what did you make of ganja yoga? I know there was like a lot of lead up heading into this, just not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of walked into it thinking it was going to be just kind of this over-the-top hippie experience. But honestly, I was shocked. The thing that I kind of took away from it the most is that it was this friendly, almost like family-like community. And aside from, like, we both didn't smoke any weed or anything like that, but aside from all that, it just seemed like people mostly went there to be a part of a friend group or, like, a family. And I think that's what mattered the most at the end of the day. It wasn't even about the weed or even the yoga. It was just about the community.
It really was. It was very social. Were you surprised at how many men were there?
Yeah.
It was more men than women. I mean, and I just didn't know if this would be something that like would attract a lot of guys, but it does.
Yeah, like when I think of yoga, I definitely think of women doing yoga. It's like a very obvious.
Although I do know guys who do yoga. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
There are a few, but like the sheer volume of dudes there, it was just kind of like, there's always this thing that people assume that guys go to yoga because of like meeting women or
right,
whatever.
Pickup,
but like
yeah.
It was literally just men there. And I think they were just doing it for the same reason, like family community.
And it was so family because even on the way in, everyone was hugging us.
Yeah.
Like, I think I attempted to shake someone's hand.
And we've never met any
like,
of these people. And they were treating us like we've been family for years. It was ridiculous.
And Joey really wanted me, before he allowed our microphones in, to take in this class, he really wanted me to come to a session before. He wanted me to observe and gain a real understanding of what this was all about. So I went on the Friday before we recorded on the Tuesday, and it was a Friday night. And I dragged my sister-in-law with me because I was like,
smart.
I need some backup. I just don't want to go into this alone. The class was full. There had to be 15, 20 people there. Again, it was mostly guys. And it was a Friday night. And this class was a five-hour class.
Five hours. What was the time like?
9 till 2 in the morning.
Oh.
I stayed 2 hours. And I was like, I got to get up with my kid in the morning.
You should have went through it fully. Come on.
It's a whole different kind of experience. I guess that the time frame is really supposed to allow you to unwind. And there's multiple sections of the 5 hours where you stop and you do the vapor bags. And what I found so interesting is one guy I was talking to, he's like, I don't even smoke weed or use weed. I just come here for the community.
See, if you told me that before I went, I would have said that there's no way. He's probably like smoking up before or something like that.
No.
After going, definitely, I think there's a full reason why he went. And it's just, he wanted to be a part of the community.
It's a cool group. It's a really cool group. And again, all the hugs and just thank you. I don't know. Leaving, I kind of was, my mood was elevated. And I was sober, mm-hmm. but I felt elevated.
So when are we going back?
I know, right? A special thanks to Joey in the House of Yoga for inviting us in, and a shout out to my producer, Ryan Clark. You can listen to new episodes every Tuesday on frequencypodcastnetwork.com or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. Rate us, review us, tell a friend. You can always find me on Twitter at Shauna City News. That's Shauna with a U. I may have gotten contact high, but hashtag I'm not a pothead. Talk soon. Next time on The Legal Podcast. I was just thinking, like, how Canadian are we? We're unboxing legal weed and sitting in a Tim Hortons.
Nobody even cares or barely notices.
The highs and lows of Canada's legalization rollout.